way. Well, there was a clear handball coming in. Yes, and so he had the right to Jordan with a hand to it. Antonio Conte was standing very, very close to it, just in about 4 yards, and did complain. 1-0, 9 minutes and 28 seconds. Inter Milan are leading in this UEFA Europa final. Diego Godin, a trusted soul from Atletico Madrid, now in with Inter Milan, and has made a lot of difference. One of the reasons why the Inter Milan defence have looked rock solid. The ball now is in centre. Fernandes with it. Hits a quick pass into Ever Banega, playing his final game there for Sevilla. Can they win it? Ocampos with the ball then, onto his right foot. Just in and around the area of Inter Milan. They're allowing them to swing and string all those passes together. Is out to the right-hand side. Now he will look to bend it in. A long ball out there and a quick shot into the penalty box. Wasn't overly well, you know, in terms of how it was handled. He just had to smuggle it out of the area, and he did. It's going to be a corner kick going the way then of Sevilla. Can Sevilla find that goal? Because they're down by 1-0. And we're reminding you, this is just the beginning of a big, big, big UEFA weekend. Corner kick to Sevilla. Comes in right-footed into the penalty box. Heads go up. A beautiful knot in. He attempted an acrobatic kick. Has been taken away, but still outside. And then a long ball into the net. And he looked to clip that into goalkeeper's post. But it didn't work out. It's back out to the right-hand side. And they can drift this and ensure they can pull back in. Sevilla with the ball then. And they're attacking the third half there of Inter Milan. Long ball back out to the left-hand side. And he'll be looking to bring that in. Luke De Jong is looking so strong down in the middle. He'll be looking for the services if they can get to him. And here's the former Real Madrid man, Reguilón, with the ball into the center circle, driven again by Jordan. Jordan with the ball to Jesús Navas for Sevilla. Then he's hit that out in there, looking for another touch. Suso is in the penalty box. Could not quite turn. Jordan left it up. Long ball into the net, and he has headed that down into it. Wonderful, wonderful connection there by Luke De Jong. And every step of the way, Sevilla proving to you they understand this competition. That is a well-deserved equalizer. Right at the goalkeeper's near post. Went down and nodded that in. 1-1 here.
And you saw me noting something just before that attack there. I was just writing the word composed. And that was what I was going to say about Sevilla. Despite the goal, their game plan seems not to be having blown out of the window at all. If anything at all, they seem to be more convinced that it's going to work. And there, you've seen it. Both teams like to play expansively. They stretch their play on this occasion from Ever Banega, who, by the way, when he purrs, Sevilla are actually quite unstoppable. His ball down the right went in there. The cross came in, and with a diving low header, powered it past the goalkeeper. 1-1.
1-1. Luke De Jong with the goal. Open arms. Jumping up in the sky. Going down to his knees. Romelu Lukaku is disappointed. But this tonight is not going to be that Shakhtar business for sure. Let's hear from you on the WhatsApp line. 0244-340-437. We were promised this game will be tough. And it's just started the way after 12 minutes and 43 seconds when Luke De Jong's equalizer and Romelu Lukaku's opener there in the game. Gary, we have a few messages on the WhatsApp line.
Oh, yes.
We can say hello to the many of you joining us there.
From across the country on by our affiliates and also around the world on myjoyonline.com. Charles Adi from Goma Jamai says he's tipping Inter to overcome United's nemesis Sevilla because Inter have been outsourcing United's talent. He says, good evening, GNG. Says he's enjoying the commentary. Internationalists should please maintain the lead to secure my funds. Kaunda from Fadama, they weren't listening to you, obviously. Say, Yasak inside Dukon of Inter says Inter will win by 3-1. The rejected side of Man United, now the best of Europa. Romelu, he says as well. Inter will win by 4-3. Augustine from Incrosso offers this one. Ada Junior, Gary, enjoy listening to you from Gos. So this is Professor Nana K. Inter to win by 3-1. Joshua from Spintex 18 Junction. Antonio Conte took a 10th place Juventus and won the league with them. Won the Premier League in his first season with a 5th place Chelsea and is now in the Europa League with Inter Milan. For the past decade, Inter has been a mid-table team and this man is doing wonderful things with them. Conte deserves this trophy. Simple. Inter 3, Sevilla 1. Kili Kwame from Adenta with this thesis.
up the ball is still with Sevilla. When you're playing against Sevilla, who have won it a good 5 times out of 5 and want to win it 6 times out of 6, you just cannot understand the temperament in this competition.
Yeah, two clubs.
You want to compare that to Real Madrid, because Real Madrid again, they have been in 14 finals and won 13 times. And, and they have been, you know, right here 5 times and have won five in all. So tonight Inter Milan are up against it. Goalkeeper Handanovic in it. It is wine jerseys with the ball out to the right hand side with that orange. Yes, Romelu Lukaku will take it in for Inter Milan. A long boot of the ball coming in from D'Ambrosio, but it's been handled very well by the midfielder Sevilla, who hit the ball into space again, handing over possession very quickly. Diego Godin, the former Atletico Madrid man, with a head to that, straight to his goalkeeper Handanovic, who keeps that in his 18-yard box on his foot, hits that up to DeVry. DeVry for Inter Milan. If you're joining us, 15 minutes and 10 seconds. It's 1-1 between Sevilla and Inter Milan in the Europa final here in Cologne. Ball back to goalkeeper Handanovic. Well, hits it up again. It's a lovely touch gone into DeVry, who is getting slightly central to hit a pass. He's found D'Ambrosio down the right-hand side. He hit a long ball, probably looking for the run off Lautaro. Would he get that? Not exactly then. Barella was also bending on that. But again, the defense has managed to get it. And you can see clearly, Gary, that they're trying to work things down the right-hand side. And it's because they know Diego Carlos is the man lurking around the place, and they will have something to feed on. Ball with Brozovic. Brozovic with a pass in. Nicely to Lautaro. Lautaro hits it further out. And that's gone to Gagliardini. And he's hit the ball in, long ball into the penalty box, handled very well. Can he turn and hit it back in? Romelu Lukaku was just getting himself there. There are calls for a handball, running again to referee Danny Makili. They will have to calm down. Barella, Gagliardini, Brozovic, all around the ref, trying to insist. Gary, have a look at that. That it was a foul ball. It hit someone's hand.
It did. interpretation galore.
Yeah.
It did hit his arm. Did he invite the ball?
Okay, what's happening? He says that he's not even going to do VAR.
Yeah.
Or he's had the message from VAR. I mean, he needs to stamp a bit of authority on this game, because and the players are rushing on him the right way.
And so far he is.
Yeah. And it's made the point. There's no need for VAR here. Or has he changed his mind? Antonio Conte cannot just be calm down there. He's not ready for any of those mistakes. The assistant referees need to calm him down, because Antonio Conte believes that his players are right, and he also saw it. He thinks that that should be a penalty. In the meantime, Lopetegui is speaking to his players and says, guys, you have to use your brains in this competition like you've always done to win. It's a yellow card to Antonio Conte already in the game, and he simply cannot be consoled. He wants to make the point. 17 minutes and 7 seconds. That's the true character of Antonio Conte.
Yeah,
he will take it out to the boardroom and they'll sack him even when he's doing well.
Antonio Conte, yellow card. Well, that's a sight for sore eyes.
Wow, 0244-340-437. Let's hear from you on our WhatsApp line. It's live commentary here on Joy 99.7 FM. Reminding you, on Sunday, we've got a big one.
Yes, it's the Champions League final, but this is the starter before the main meal. And what a starter it is. 17 minutes, already one goal from a penalty in 4 minutes, under 4 minutes. And then Sevilla doing what Sevilla normally do.
Ashley Young with a good pass into the penalty box.
Lautaro Martinez, was it? Was it him?
Oh, was that? Just a D'Ambrosio. I mean, he was a bit surprised. He was a bit surprised the ball was going to get to him, I think, in fairness. And then he hit the ball.
Yes. I don't think he expected, expected such a good pass, really, from Ashley Young.
Ashley Young, he didn't. I mean,
in truth, the way he threaded it, I didn't even see it coming.
Yes. So he was a bit surprised there, and sometimes you don't know how much time you have. In the meantime, the ball is with Suso down the right hand side there. Hits with that, with a left foot, drag that into Fernandez. Fernandez will spread that out wide to Reguilon. Reguilon for Sevilla. Hits the ball further out there. Ocampos diagonal to the edge of the penalty box. Trying to dribble. He's been brought down. And this game is a physical game. That's another thing that the referee needs to understand. Players are having a go at each other, nudging the back, you know. It's absolutely physical. And there's a lot of grit being shown out here. Look at this simple share of power. he tried to make himself a very difficult one for the man to run through, and Ocampos as well went into the challenge to see if he could get something out of it. Maybe he did. And look at the sarcastic smile. You understand what they are doing?
Of course they do.
It's a Spanish side versus an Italian side. Mm. And an Italian side under Conte, you know what to expect.
Yeah, this is only the second ever meeting between a Spanish side and Italian side in the Europa League. Or what used to be called the UEFA Cup.
Yes, UEFA Cup.
First time was into Juve and Athletic in 1977.
Yeah, but Banega with a long ball into the goalkeeper's 6-yard box, but that has been headed out, and Inter Milan have the ball down.
He got a break.
Lautaro Martinez with the ball then for Inter Milan. He's got Romelu Lukaku on the left-hand side. Can he place in the pass? He's still dribbling. Lautaro Martinez comes down another challenge, and well, that's not going to be a penalty. Referees just keep on playing.
He overdid it.
Yeah, I think so. He could have done better. He could have done much
because
better.
Because Romelu was running astride him on the opposite side of things, giving him space to lay the ball into his path.
Beautiful dribble there again. He's dragged that into Calendas. The defender has already stepped into the center
Lautaro
of the pitch.
Lautaro Martinez is talking too much.
Yeah, in this game.
And this ref, this policeman on a normal day ref.
You have to be careful.
Yep, he's a policeman by day.
Yes, yeah, so you made the point.
And then Makiele.
Yeah.
Became a UEFA ref in 2011. The following year, got a stint as a final ref in the under 19 championship, and he hasn't looked back. He's been rising and rising ever since.
And just to tell you as well, we've got a very good company as well in studio.
A motley collection of HR managers, DJs,
drive time hosts, and an attending University of Ghana. Yeah, so it's just a perfect setup here as well. We'll see if we can tease them. I'm wondering what they are watching this for. Well, because none of the teams are represented, actually. That's Liverpool, Man U and Chelsea watching a game involving Sevilla and Inter Milan. But it's a game of football. There could be some interest. Lukaku with a beautiful pass.
I mean, there's the open house party,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's one.
After this,
that's the Labadie Beach Hotel.
Weekend warmer is happening at the Labadie Beach. And so they are here just to warm themselves before the weekend warmer.
Let's see.
When they'll be dancing the night away.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And it's a weekend warmer with a distance.
Because you have to be 100 feet apart.
100? Oh, is it? And of course, in there, we're not taking more than 100. Labadie Beach Hotel.
Yeah.
So
first come, first serve.
Yeah. When it's 100, you have to stay and dance with that at home. You just go with that.
Or you can dance at the Labadie Beach Kappa.
Kappa.
And also
or by the beach. I'll get on with it. 1-1, 21 minutes, 35 seconds, and Inter Milan will try to find a second goal. That's a lovely back flick, but he didn't really look at it carefully. It's out against it, Barella. Barella with the ball to the left-hand side. As he brought on Lautaro Martinez, trying to get into the ball, taken again by Sevilla. Beautiful touch.
Game is a
dominant. It's too stodgy. I mean, just clearly, the two managers are having the anti-football tactics, and it's working so much in the midfield. And it's been frustrating them in the process. So we'll give us a chance to check you out again on 0244340437.
Peter T from Shukra says, we finally moved him from his television with a commentary to Joy FM. And please stay here. He says, this game is really tough and I want Inter to win. Herbert from Apam offers this one. Big shout to all Santa Clausians. Gary George, you are loud at Teshi Ifsoil filling station. Inter will win by 3-1. This is Kwame sending this one. Sevilla 3, Inter 1. That's a prediction from Edwin as well. Kingsley Avoka from Boku says Inter will win by 3-2. They should try and surprise the world and all the Blues fans.
Okay, let's see how it all works. 22 minutes and 53 seconds inside Cologne. Ashley Young with the ball for Inter Milan. Quickly threw that in. It's coming to Bastoni. Bastoni at walking pace at the moment, deciding what next to do with the ball. And he's gone in for Diego Godin. On the right-hand side has come into D'Ambrosio. And you've got Julian Lopetegu standing just right by D'Ambrosio. And he's using his instructions. Inter Milan still with the ball then, deciding what to do with it. Then the ball is coming to Devay. Devay hits it up right into Barella. Then it's back again to Diego Godin, who stepped up onto the halfway line. Turned around, he's gone in a full 360, still not sure what to do with it, and onto the left foot, hit a ball straight to the chest of Romelu Lukaku, who sent another long one with a left foot, a beautiful chip cross. It's out to the left hand side. It's Ashley Young, tried two leg overs, in the end sent in a long cross into the penalty box. Nobody was there to quite handle that. There was a big attempt, but it didn't work out, and he's going to allow the ball to roll. The compass is all over the pitch, in attack, in defence. Then he's got a lot of goals to him. The reason why, he's one of the treasured players of Sevilla. So throwing going the way of Sevilla now. 24 minutes and 7 seconds. Hello to you listening to us in Tamale on Radio 123. Listening to us in the Volta region on Jubilee Radio in Keta or Volta Premier. Listening to us in Takwadi on Radio Max. Listening to us in Sunyani on Sky FM or Parrot 99.7 FM. In Cape Coast on ATL Radio 100.5. And around the world on myjoyonline.com. Gary, this game would see a lot of cards because...
And probably a red one.
Yes.
Because
they have to slow down. Come on.
Ocampos.
Well, the intentional. The late tackle, clearly.
I don't think it was intentional, but he was going for the ball and D'Ambrosio had a bit of a kerfuffle with him there.
1-1. Europa League final between Sevilla and Inter Milan. We're approaching the 25th minute mark here in Cologne. Under 24 degrees. Two teams trying their best. In fairness, they've had a very good run in this competition and they would like it to continue with it. Inter Milan dropping from the UEFA Champions League. Sevilla, you know, playing the trade here and doing well. Ball now with Reguilón. Reguilón with it on the edge of the penalty box. Beautiful chip cross again, this time headed out by De Vrij. And it's still not entirely cleared. It's out again to Jesus Navas. Navas with the ball out to the left-hand side. He's clipped that very, very nicely. Now he can try and get into it. Suso was making a long run. Ocampos with the ball now. Turns over. Hit a pass nicely into Eva Banega. Banega with a long ball out to the right-hand side. Has been controlled by Jesus Navas. Navas with the ball then on the edge of the penalty box of Inter Milan. Laser pass into the penalty box. He managed to get a man in Luke de Jong. Can he turn? Ocampos has found himself down the right-hand side. Hits the ball. Takes a ricochet. And that's going to be a throwing goal in the way of Sevilla. Much to the disappointment of Ashley Young, who was on his way to pick the ball and effect the throwing for Inter Milan in their blue and black jerseys today, playing from left to right, and Sevilla playing from right to left in all white, and all the inscriptions there are in red. Captain Jesús Navas will be hoping to do a very good job tonight. Can Sevilla win this trophy again? They will definitely would have sealed this, and we will call them the Europa Masters and start tonight whatever we can do to this club if they manage to win it tonight. Inter Milan absolutely aggressive, but it's an infringement going the way of Sevilla. Jesús Navas controlled the ball, tried to head the ball, he was pushed in the end, and referee called for an infringement. That's just not the way to go. That's not the way to go. So referee has called for an infringement, and this is going to be some 24 yards out. Eva Banega standing over it. 26 minutes and 49 seconds. It's a free kick to Sevilla. Can it find a second goal from here? Ball into the penalty box. Straight header. And that went above everybody. And that's going to be a goal kick. Something went wrong. That's not what Lopetegui was actually expecting. And you look at the expression on his face. A bit disappointed with that. A referee for the night. Referee Dan McKeely from Holland handling this. And it's a quick reminder that this is just the beginning of our Super UEFA weekend. And on Sunday, we come your way with the UEFA Champions League final between Bayern Munich and Paris Saint-Germain. And just to let you know, our build-up starts very, very early. Lukaku gets onto the ball into the penalty box. Lukaku with it, deciding what to do. Lukaku turning around. Lukaku still with it, hits the pass now. And that has been hit out of the area, but not entirely cleared. Went down and swept up beautifully. Ashley Young with a pass now to the left-hand side. It is for Inter Milan. Long ball into the penalty box. Heads go up. And that one has rolled out. It's going to be certainly a goal kick, Gary.
Good move from Inter, particularly Romelu Lukaku. He did his best to shield that ball and to bring it back into play after he was tackled by two very eagerly looking,
Sevilla
defenders.
Yeah, he
did well to bring it back into play. He's been pretty good, Romelu, hasn't he?
Yeah, and in Diego, Carlos and Kaundi, they're a very tight unit. And you may even want to add the last man to it. They've been causing a whole lot of trouble down there because Diego Godin will be the Sergio Ramos in his defense, telling them what to do. Is much needed. And what a pass. We have to be very careful. It was so square from his own penalty box. And these are dangerous passes that you've made. Yes. Very careful. Ball has been taken away now by Inter Milan in their own half. Approaching the half-hour mark in this game. If you're just joining us, it's 1-1 between Inter Milan and Sevilla. Europa League final for 2020 is certainly a football season we'll never forget. It's taking close to 14 months to try and settle it. We thank God we're finally here. That was a sharp header coming in for Kaundi. And the ball is right in the centre. It's coming from Gaglandini. And to Nataro. Can he hit a pass? Can he do it? Turned around. Took a ricochet. That's going to be a throw-in. And Antonio Conte standing by the touchline applauding with that one. So Inter Milan have a throw-in, standing just on the near touchline. Barella waiting for this. I'll have to work on our boots and ensure that they're tight enough. That's what Barella went down to do. D'Ambrosio is the man going to effect the throw-in for Inter Milan. Our level peg here, 1-0. Romelu Lukaku was the man who got the first goal and the opener for Inter Milan. And the equalizer definitely came in from Luke de Jong from a beautiful, beautiful cross, and he headed that down the goalkeeper's near post. The ball is out to the left-hand side. Can he try and bring this one deep in? Taking over by Gagliardini. Gagliardini with the right foot, a chip cross, looking to pick up Lautaro Martinez. Taken away from them, though. That's a beautiful touch to take it away. Ocampos is everywhere on the pitch. He's in attack, he's in defense, just everywhere. When you turn, you find Ocampos there, and he's been such a fantastic player. Gary, maybe we can do more of the messages that have come in after 30 minutes and Sevilla 1, Inter Milan 1.
Well, this is Hassan, and he says Inter to win by 2-1. Ima from Lashibi says Sevilla to win, and his prediction is 3-1. They are really monsters when it comes to playing in the Europa League. Yes, that they are. I foresee a stalemate in the game, but I wish Inter wins this trophy because of Kudus Samoa. This is from Sir Prempe in Legon. Inter are doing well in this match, and I think they will win by 5-2.
Hey.
Well, that got your attention. Is this the same Lukaku Man United fans described as a misfit? Well, need I say more? I'm really happy for him. Inter to win. Charles from the Quintana.
All right. 30 minutes, 41 seconds. Ball now with Sevilla. And it's out to the left-hand side. It's a quick pass that came in from Reguilón. Reguilón with the pass to Eva Banega. Banega will hit it into Fernandez. Fernandez of Jordan, all to the left-hand side. Suso is waiting on the right-hand side to pick up the ball. It finally comes to him. Tracks the ball into the penalty box now. It's a quick run. Hit it nicely, intelligently. But I think it wasn't just the idea, because once again, Bastoni had made it very, very difficult for standing on him. And Suso was looking to hit the ball down into the penalty box to pick up a bit of a connection from any of the mates or his mates in that penalty box. So now Handanovic, the goalkeeper for Inter Milan, rolled it into Bastoni and is back to him, and he's hit that long with a right foot into the centre circle. There was a fierce fight for the ball, and it looked like Calnes won it, but it's rolled again to the halfway line as they try to pick it up all again. Diego Carlos with the ball now for Sevilla. 1-1 in this Europa League final is Inter Reguilón. Reguilón with a pass into Fernandez. Fernandez drops that, and it went out. Nobody was able to touch that. I think I like the idea. He was trying to spread play, but did just a bit too much. The weighting of the ball was suspect, and so it rolled out. There's going to be a throwing going the way of Inter Milan. Quickly effected down the left-hand side. He's dragged the ball into it. It's allowed a man to take it, and he camps down a challenge, and referee was definitely going to whistle because it looked very much like Banega was right on this one. 32 minutes, and Sevilla have another free kick, this time from some 29 yards out. And that should be very, 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 very special for them. Gary, at least it's high time they make some of these free kicks count.
Definitely. And we've seen about two already.
Yeah, we've seen two, even three. And they've had a number of corner kicks. It was good to see that they scored a goal, definitely, from open play and indeed from a cross. So this could be absolutely dangerous as well.
It's from the veteran, Eva Banega.
Eva Banega with the ball. Sends a long one into the penalty box. Beautiful header, and that has just flown into the net. Sevilla have the second goal, and guess who's got it? It's Luke de Jong with the brace tonight, scoring the goals when they matter, scoring the goals on the big stage. And Sevilla, who love the stage, are up by 2-0. 2-1, I mean.
Yeah, 2-1 it is, George. And Eva Banega, once again, the orchestrator. We've seen him do this time without number for Sevilla over his two spells, for Villarreal over his two spells, for Boca Juniors when he started his career and took over the space from Fernando Gago. And pinpoint, you saw him orchestrating before he took the ball.
Yeah.
This is a training ground routine. And if Inter have watched Sevilla in this Europa League, they'll know this routine at the back of their hands, but probably they haven't. He hits it to behind the last man.
And the timing was so right.
Yep, they do that all the time.
His jump was so late when the law of gravity ensured that most Inter Milan players who were up were returning down to earth. And here was a man up there and heading that across. The crisscrossing of this heading was beautiful. And goalkeeper had absolutely no chance with the ball flying up into the top corner. Inter Milan now have a job to do. because the masters of Europa League are beginning to show their real colours. Now Romelu Lukaku with the ball, then he's come down with challenge, and there's going to be a free kick going the way of Inter Milan right now. I hope this is not going to be protested as well. Luke de Jong has looked ever sharp tonight, and he's scored 3 goals in 8 matches, but especially on such a big stage, he's making a big difference already. We are in Cologne in Germany, bringing you the Europa League final between Inter Milan and Sevilla. If you're joining us, we say a big thank you to you. Goalkeeper Bounou right now is ensuring that his lines are absolutely cleared. Defenders who are going to be, it's not going to be a wall. I don't think it's going to be a wall. Everybody's going to be outside this penalty box considering how close this is. And it's 34 minutes done. Who is going to be affecting this? What is the plan for Inter Milan? Ball out 23 yards, certainly just on top of the D. And they'll be looking to get something out of it very badly. Inter Milan with this free kick. Right footed into the penalty box. Heads go up. And that was a super header coming in once again. They have looked at this so well. And the veteran from Atletico Madrid once again headed a beautiful one into it for Inter Milan. Diego Godin. Make sure they're up level right now here. It's 2-2. And it's Diego Godin with that header, Gary.
Ageless, matchless, number 2. And he's got the number 2 as well, as he's in the number 2 jersey. Diego Godin rose high. Rose highest. That ball came from Romelu Lukaku, was it? You know, from his first start. Okay, he got the free kick. And then the subsequent ball, George, you saw who took that ball?
Just have a look at that again, let's be sure. But it was a good looking ball.
There's no way it was offside.
Brozovic, a beautiful, beautiful cross.
Excellent. With the side of his head, you know.
And he was
what
flying.
A game. 4 goals already.
Yeah, 4 goals already. And we're going to see more, Gary, I tell you.
Oh, yes.
He was flying and really met the ball with precision and landed that right into the post. There's absolutely no chance. Looking at the distance and how high he went in the goalkeeper's 6-yard box, it was only going to be a powerful header. And that's how it landed into it. 2-2 between Sevilla and Inter Milan. This is the kind of final we bargained for. So let's hear from you on our WhatsApp line, 0244-340-437. It could go either way, just as you know. 4 goals in 36 minutes, and there's so much more to come. Godin with a powerful header. Powerful header. He joins Romelu Lukaku on the score sheet tonight. Luke de Jong is doing the honors as well on the score sheet for Sevilla. He scored 2 beautiful goals here. Now the ball has come in, and they'll begin to start all again. Long one coming in from Bastoni. Bastoni into Diego Godin, the goal scorer. Hit the ball with the left foot to the Ambrosio. Back to Diego Godin. Beautiful shimmy to turn around and hit the ball. But they're still back in their own half, and they will have to work things out. Brozovic with the ball, then rolls it all the way to his goalkeeper, Handanovic. It's 2-2 if you're joining us. Romelu Lukaku with the first goal from the spot. That equalizer came in from Luke de Jong. Heading down the goalkeeper's near post. And then there was another wonderful one by Luke de Jong. And Diego Godin from a free kick. Headed the ball into the net. Can they find it? Ball back with Dimrosso. He's hit it nicely into it. He turned around. A lovely cross again into the penalty box. Couldn't quite find his man. And that's still with Brozovic. Brozovic with the ball for Inter Milan. Oh, tried to hit. He's totally miscued. And Sevilla can pick up the ball right from here. Quick pass to Ocampos. Ocampos into Ever Banega. Almost came down with challenge. But he would try to keep the ball then. It's gone out to the left-hand side. Can they bring it up? Sevilla with it now has to decide what to do. Jesus Navas is waiting for it. It's dragged into Diego Carlos. Then Kaundi picks up the ball then. Carlos back again with the ball for Sevilla. It's 2-2 if you're joining us. A lot of work to be done in this game, if you ask me. And we're asking you to send us your messages on our WhatsApp line. 0244-340-437. Absolutely interactive. Live and joy, 99.7 FM. And a big thank you to Star Times. The ball is in with Reguilon. Reguilon with the ball for Sevilla. Decided to hit the ball into Fernandes. Fernandes back to Ever Banega. Banega with it to the right-hand side. Suso. Beautiful touch of the ball again. Lovely turn. Can he complete the 1-2? No. He's hit the ball back again. Now Sevilla continues to orchestrate this. Long right for the chip cross. Straight to the left-hand side. And that has been controlled very well. But can he pass that ball well? He did exactly that. Looking for the return. The ball has gone into Fernandes. Jordan is looking for the ball. But it's out to the right-hand side for Sevilla. 38 minutes and 27 seconds. 2-2 in this final. And 2-2 in the first half as well. Now trying to hit the ball. Banega is into issues. Navas with the ball across the face of goal. And there was no one there to connect, Gary.
Well, by the logic of the narrative so far, it's Sevilla's turn to score, and then Inter score, then Sevilla score, and Inter score. And we probably could have 5-5. And we are here for it.
Yeah, they're very good goals, especially when the last two came from 2 free kicks, well executed. You know, everything that happened for Sevilla to score, happen on the opposite side for Inter Milan to score.
Yeah.
Just hitting it. Beautiful touch there. And Antonio Conte boxing and punching the air and screaming and everything he can do to ensure it works out. Europa League final. That was a back flick from Romelu Lukaku. That looks like a bad touch, that. Do you get quiet on that?
Yes.
You don't want to destroy.
Nope.
Now being careful.
Yes.
Well, I'm not sure listeners are that careful. They're probably telling you something on the WhatsApp line. Can we get a few messages?
Yeah, let's get a couple of them. This is from Dagui Godwin inside Volta Region. Says he's in Keta. Says Inter will beat Sevilla by 4 goals. So I imagine he's saying it's going to be 4-2. That should be good. In terms of the scoreline, of course. I'm enjoying your commentary, guys. This is Larry from La Paz. Inter 4, Sevilla 2. Emmanuel Yamba from Ashaiman says, yeah, he's enjoying the commentary. He says, enjoy your commentary, George. Tristan from Cape Coast says, Gary, what a game. That's what he's saying. Kili Kwame from Adenta says, I'm really enjoying this match. Who isn't?
We are. I've seen that.
Except you are an Inter fan or a Sevilla fan, and then, of course, you are going to have your teeth on edge.
Yeah.
Yep. Ishmael Ayelva inside Jirapa in the Upper West region. He says he's in Wa. He says, thanks to Radio Laura, we are listening to you live.
Oh, right. Radio Laura. Laura. Right?
Laura, yes.
Laura, okay. Good. Oh, good, 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 good.
He says Inter will beat Sevilla.
Thank you very much, and I'm sure Radio Laura will make sure that you have the UEFA Champions League final as well on Sunday. Good stuff. More of your messages. Let's hear from you wherever you are listening to us. Let's know where you are and sending us your message, Gary.
Yeah, this is from the Bono East region, Makante Matthew from the Prangpu West. Says he's enjoying the commentary. Says you can see Inter winning the game, but they'll have a tough time with Sevilla, who he calls the masters of the Europa League. He says he's not a supporter of either team, but will be happy if Inter win because of Kojo Asamoah.
Okay, Kojo Asamoah. Okay, what was the Ghanaian element in all of
Kelvin
this?
Kelvin from Ayarifa says Luke de Jong must be signed by Liverpool.
These are the days. Any player you see, you want him.
Yeah.
I've seen a number of Chelsea fans that want every goalkeeper who does well in any game.
Inter will be buried by this Spanish side.
Yes.
That's what he said.
That's what you've got there. Let's hear from you on WhatsApp lines. You can send your messages right now. We've done 41 minutes and the 35 seconds. The ball has come back into it. Sevilla are trying their best here, but Inter Milan have been able to weather the storm, and they've done it very well. And we can get to your messages.
Yeah, Lukaku for the winning goal. Today is my birthday, he says. Nana Kwame. Luca, happy birthday to you. You share a birthday with
Benedict Owusu.
Benedict Owusu and best as well.
Asari Bediako.
Oh, both.
Yeah, both.
Right. Sorry, B.
Sukabil.
Sukabil. Ojatana in Ablekumawachi says Inter to beat Sevilla by 3-1. It's going to be a great game. Oh, I think he sent this earlier.
He sent that earlier.
It's already 2-2.
Back to the action in Cologne then. And it's Diego Godin who hit the ball back to his goalkeeper, Handanovic. It's 2-2 if you're joining us. And there's certainly more to come in this game. I'm very sure about that. As a long ball floated in and it's just rolled out, and that's going to be a throw-in going the way of Sevilla, and it's 2-2 in this game. If you've missed the action, we'll just tell you what happened. Romelu Lukaku then from the spot for Inter Milan's first goal, the equalizer from Luke de Jong, then Luke de Jong will ensure he got the second, and then Diego Godin in similar fashion heading the ball from a free kick, and really when he rose highest at a very good tempo and great timing, grabbed the ball and headed onto the net. Romelu Lukaku with the ball now. Turns around, left-footed chip cross into the penalty box. Headed out by Kouande, then smashed out by Jordan. Only to Eva Banega. Turns around, lays up a pass out to the right-hand side. Issus Navas is waiting to pick it up. Down it. He's touched that on the far touch line. Drags that in centrally. Then decides with a switch turn. He had to hit the ball all the way back to his defender in Kouande, who'll be looking for Diego Carlos. And Gary Al-Smith, you've got a message there?
Yes, and just to acknowledge Star Times, who are partnering us on this one. You can watch more of Sevilla without Eva Banega. You know he's already signed to go and play in Al-Shabaab.
Yeah.
He's 32 years and he's going to make some paper now. The diaspora, you know. Has to get the retirement money, my friend.
Oh, beautiful dribble there. Sister Campos getting out of two defenders of Inter Milan. He did that with cheeky ease. It's a long ball out to the right-hand side. It's cut into Sousa. Sousa couldn't control that. Taking over now by Gagliardini. Tried to take over.
Beautiful
touch again. Certainly, that was so late. Gary, you can continue with the message from Star Times.
Yeah, so like I said, you can watch La Liga with Sevilla. See if they can get into the Europa League again, you know. A very interesting stat about Sevilla. The last time they won La Liga was in 1946. And they've not even finished top three in La Liga since then, apart from only three occasions. That's why they take the Europa League so seriously. Okay. Because for them, it's the money spinner that they need. But it's not just that. You can watch the Bundesliga, the Emirates FA Cup, the English Championship, the UEFA Nations League, Coppa del Rey, Coppa Italia, Super Coppa del Rey, Super Coppa Italia, Belgium Pro League, Turkish League, the Eredivisie, the MLS, that's the American League. You can watch the NBA as well.
Yeah.
There's ESPN on Star Times, Formula E. There's got the Ghana Premier League when it returns. Look, you can get that for all of 70 CDs.
70.
And like we've said, you can download the Star Times app and subscribe with very little amount as well.
Okay, yeah. Very little amount. We've got very little time added on here. It's just a 1 minute in this game for stoppages in this half. And it's 2-2 between Sevilla and Inter Milan. Can we get a goal before the end of the first half? That's the question Sevilla will try to answer. The ball are coming from Jordan into Coendes. Coendes with the ball to the right-hand side. Came in from Vinicius Navas. Sousa with it. Touch the ball. He'll be trying to drift right just around the penalty box. But the referee, Makili, has called for an infringement going the way of Sevilla. And they would like to pick that. It's probably going to be the final opportunity in the first half. Can they get a goal from it? They will put their noses in front. At the moment, the game is perfectly on the knife edge. And it's 2-2. So this is a free kick. Some 10 yards away from the far touch line. Diagonal to the edge of the penalty box of Inter Milan. And we've got scattered. Yeah, it's a mixture of Inter Milan players and Sevilla players right on the 18-yard box. Right on that line, just in the D, waiting for this cross. Will this be the goal? Coming in from Eva Banega, deep into the penalty box. A lovely flick on header and a wonderful fingertip save there by Handanovic. That was really cool coming in from Sevilla. But he pulled out a great save as well from Handanovic. He did very well. And it's halftime.
And it's halftime.
2-2. Wonderful stuff we've seen here in Cologne. This is the kind of final we're looking for. We just have it.
Oh, yes, indeed. This is really the kind of final. And that the end of that game was punctuated by this run of play. Eva Banega with yet another free kick. Header came in, went off the head and then off the shoulder of that player. But then goalkeeper and captain of Inter Handanovic had his hand to it. Didn't seem to hit his hand. But the ref from Holland has called it a half. And what a half it's been. 2-2 it is. Started with a penalty inside 4 minutes from Romelu Lukaku. A swift equalizer came in the shape of Luke De Jong from a header as well. And then Inter Milan were able to go 2-1 ahead. And then again, we had another header from Luke De Jong.
So Luke De Jong had that second goal. And then Inter Milan did the equalization
well. So that's what we've had so far. Fantastic have that we've had here on Joy 99.7 FM and live across the country, across myjoyonline.com and via our affiliates. We just heard that Radio Laura are picking us as well for the first time. Welcome to the show, guys. It's also live on television on Star Times, who have everything and more. Now, look at the lineup from Star Times football next season. They've got La Liga next season. They've got Europa League. They've got the UEFA Nations League. UEFA 2020, Euro 2020 is on there as well. Emirates FA Cup, the Bundesliga, the Coppa Italia, Coppa del Rey, European qualifiers. They've got the Roma TV, where you get all the exclusives from Roma, Chelsea TV, Juventus TV, Arsenal TV, Borussia Dortmund TV, and on and on and on. And when the Ghana Premier League returns, it's only exclusive to Star Times. It's been great having them on board for this one. George, your thoughts on this first half as well?
Yeah, it's been great. And when you're talking about the TVs, very soon we'll get Haas TV and Protocol TV.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that. All right, good. But it's been a fantastic first half, and that's what we expect from a wonderful final between two great sides, Inter Milan with those two goals. And yes, the penalty made a big difference. Romelu Lukaku went ahead, but Sevilla once again proved to all of us that they understand this competition. They played so well. But Inter Milan are also showing why they are the team on form, and another beautiful header coming in from Diego Godin. But Luke De Jong has been some man. He's got the two goals for them, and the second half is very, very poised. We'll be looking forward to that. unless we have a few messages quickly just to mop up, and then we go for a commercial break.
Natibongo from the Bunu region, he says he's listening via Sky 96.7 FM in Sunyane, listening to us in Area 2 in Sin City. Tell George we met on Monday.
Okay.
Yeah. Inter Hello. All the way. This is a fantastically... what's he saying there? a fantastically action-packed game.
Yes.
James Alote from Abokobi. He says, really enjoying the commentary. You've brought the stadium to my room as the kids have captured the TV with cartoons. All part of the game, my friend.
Yeah.
And so enjoy. Listen to the radio. Let them take the television. Solid commentary by you guys. What a European final we have in store in the second half. Asan from Ridge, he acknowledges that his prediction is wrong already.
I saw a couple of 2-1s, to be fair. Those 2-1s are out.
Blown out of the window. Ahead of the match, I believe that Sevilla cannot claim their trophy because of the squad of Inter. But looking at the display and the way they are fighting, the gods have delivered the trophy to the rightful owners once again. It's Sevilla all the way, flying with the victory after 90 minutes. This is Asari from Legon. He says, you never walk alone. Optimistic inside AK City. Said Inter are going to score one more and win by 3-2. Ojata 9 Ablekumawachi says, Inter 4, Sevilla 3, maybe 7 goals in all. It's an avalanche of goals, he says. Says the two best commentators here, greetings to you and all Chelsea fans as well. Watching live and listening to your commentary, we wanted this type of ref in the FA Cup final. By the way, Inter will lift the trophy at the end. Greetings to all my friends at Garu.
The Chelsea fans are still complaining about the FA Cup. It's over and gone with. Let's get moving. Thank you very much, Gary Al-Smith. It's now time to take a short break. When we come back, second half of the game involving Inter Milan and Sevilla. It's 2-2.
Is that you and I, who are healthy today, can donate blood to save a life. Save blood, save lives. So I encourage you to donate blood on a regular basis, at least twice a year or three times a year. Let's make the world a healthier place to live in. My name is Ina Marimpati. I was Miss Ghana in 2004, and I am the chairwoman of the Miss Ghana Foundation.
Contact the National Blood Service on 0277-501-010 for further inquiries. Save blood, saves lives.
Accidents do happen. It could be a motor accident, a sudden heart attack, or even a stroke, or any other health emergency. The first steps you take are very critical. Should you be involved in or witness an accident, call 112 for the fastest ambulance response. With over 300 well-equipped ambulances all over Ghana, you are assured of the fastest response to your emergency call. Call 112 during critical health emergencies and save your life and that of your family and loved ones. 112, help will come. 112, we are safe. Avoid prank calls as they can lead to loss of life of persons in actual need of help. Be a responsible citizen.
Have you always wanted to study for UK accredited qualifications online? Well, this is your opportunity. Joy FM and Joy News have partnered with the Commonwealth Enterprise and Investment Council, the SDG Advisory Unit of the Office of the President of Ghana, the National Commission for Civic Education, and the National Youth Authority to bring you the Commonwealth Home Individual Management Program. Study for 36 accredited modules across areas such as project management, operational management, customer service, business finance, business management, and communication techniques from the comfort of your home, your computer, or your phone for the heavily subsidized price of 185 Ghana cedis only. Yes, you heard right. Study for 36 accredited modules and certificates for a greatly subsidized 185 Ghana cedis only. Don't miss out on this opportunity to increase your knowledge, increase your employability, and earn UK accredited qualifications during these uncertain times that have been created by COVID-19. No qualifications are required to register. For more information or to register, go to www.chimeghana.org or call or WhatsApp 059-460-4444.
Keeping people, I have a philosophy that I don't trust, but I love.
The best tunes. Settle for the best.
Good songs should prevail.
Like, for instance, I won 8 awards.
Because that is being the order of the day that mediocrity is being rewarded.
The hottest headlines, the biggest news, views, and interviews, all on one dial.
And it is key for a behemoth.
The most exciting and informative entertainment show on radio goes live. This is every Saturday from 2 p.m. on the hottest panel in the city.
In them days, what was the popular dance? What was popular for you?
There was the slide, there was the twist, there was the boogaloo.
Which one were you, an expert?
Expect?
Yeah, smoochie.
Hit me with the horse, what it?
Yeah. Don't miss a second of the fun and action on Showbiz A to Z with myself, GQ, DJ Liberty, and the hottest panel in GH, only on Joy 99.7 FM.
You know, people should really also understand that, oh, say, I'm Kotia, Jatano, Nedria, Miswa, eh, on your.
It's Showbiz A to Z.
Here we go now, check it out.
I'm Alan Evans, drummer of Soul Live, and I tell you, for the best in contemporary jazz, don't miss Jazz on Joy with Ken.
My name is Neil Evans, keyboardist with Soul Live. Jazz on Joy with Ken is something else.
Hello, jazz fans. I'm Eric Krasno, guitarist with Soul Live. Keep listening to Jazz on Joy. It's simply great.
We're Soul Live. Keep listening to Jazz on Joy.
Hello, people. I'm Akosia Busia, and I tell you, Jazz on Joy with Ken is essential listening.
Jazz on Joy!
Joy. Sundays, 10 p.m. till midnight.
Chale, I forget the rain generator. Oh.
Bro, hold my ABC. I go sort you.
Skido, you be lifesaver.
Life is throwing you problems, but there always could be someone who could show up for you.
Got true buddies.
And nothing can be true friendship like enjoying an ABC Golden Lager beer together. ABC, Ghana's legendary golden beer. Now available nationwide. Drink responsibly. Not for sale to persons under 18. Not recommended for pregnant women. This advertisement has been vetted and approved by the FDA.
It's back! Back with a bang! Full of education, full of excitement. It's the Trivia Riddle Reloaded. Yes, the Joy Learning Trivia Riddles on your social media handles is now reloaded for you to prove how sharp you are. The brand new Trivia Riddles have all the fun Trivia Riddle Monday, the all-challenging Mathematical Tuesday Riddle, the puzzle-puzzling Wednesday Riddle, the brain-exercising Thursday Riddle, and the ever-entertaining Friday Riddle. But wait a minute, before I tell you about the goodies, you can win by participating in the Trivia Riddles Reloaded. Let me ask, are you following us on any of our social media handles? If you are yet to follow us, quickly follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Joy Learning TV and on Instagram at Joy_LearningTV. There is so much to be won.
How?
How? Did you just ask how? Just be the first to answer correctly any of the daily posted riddles on either Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, and get the opportunity to enter the weekly Monday draw live on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The first three winners of the draw on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram will be rewarded with Joy Lennon branded items.
Really?
Yes, you heard me right. Joy Lennon trivia riddle. Let's test our brains and be rewarded. Joy Lennon, keep learning.
And we, in your ear, in your car, in your room, in your office, are at number one, and we are 99.7. I'm Gary Al Smith. Hello.
Hello to everybody, and it's good to have you back.
Nights of tension that require nerves of steel. Competitive 90 minutes that gives minnows and specialists an equal winning chance. Time to crown the champions of the UEFA Champions League.
High time for heroes, no time for mistakes. Every critical kick of the ball now will not
stop.